Thank you. I don't know. Now, that high peak is going in. The bar is a constant. The issue that's going to go in there has to be driven. But, you know, today, I have to raise it up. The topic is really not talking about this. Now, this is the word. Joshua and the God, I am the word. The truth and the life. No man goes unto the Father but by me. Now the way was not made known. Now you clarify something you hear about here. Okay? You've got to come out along with the Israelites. They didn't know. They didn't know it. They didn't know it. They didn't know it. When it comes to the Israelites, who are going to the present there, they didn't know it. If they had known, they would not see it.
Thank you.
that is true. And that's our land. We are in him.
That is true.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about that question. We help your friends with no job.
But see, that's what you came down here for, right?
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. You may know him, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in him.
That's right.
Even in his son,
we are the only one that's
not. Yeah, this is his son. Not to lie to his son. I want to catch him. This is the spirit of the Lord. That's not the way it is.
They can close now.
Yahshua was full of fear.
When he comes to the morning with the brother. And so let's go close again. I'm saying, that's all he needs to do.
Okay, when he was 8 days old. Eight days old.
They took him up. Go.
Now.
You can trust to the temple.
And there was an old man up there. Okay? And he was circumcised on the 8th day.
Yes.
After he was born. You see? Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Isn't that the law?
Yes. All right.
Now, we are here. And we have all said we are justified with the circumcision made in our faith. Mm-hmm. We put it off the body of the Son of the flesh by the circumcision. Now, you see that? Mm-hmm.
Now,
you see that?
Now, that ain't the way they're telling you out there.
holy mess. I use the words, see, a conglomeration. It means a holy mess. A holy mess. Of any particular shape or form. That's mess. That's the condition. Very common. Having passed to the third state, you understand? And all that, sure it is, that common, molecular, time of breath, structure of the universe. And being created by the Father, by God Himself. The invisible is understood by the visible. See, and if the invisible comes and took on the appropriate, then created, then the visible, core mass of matter. See, it's got to be. Understand? Surrounded by water. Earth has got to be surrounded by water. And Moses received him in the beginning of his being. In the beginning, in Genesis. You understand? You understand? Now that's where Moses is. If you take the 24th chapter of Exodus, there, then you see that he went up in that mountain and God is showing this to him in a vision. You understand? He shows him the production of the earth. He shows him the man. Taken out of the bowels of the womb of Mother Earth. Now here comes this word. See, God the Father. See, whence it comes. See, Mother Earth, the Mother. See, the bowels and womb of Mother Earth. Before any sin is committed upon her, God reached in the bowels. You understand me? So that virgin, Mother Earth. You understand? And took that woman out of there. You understand? Just like this one proceeds and comes from indescribable. You understand? And therefore, God said, if it was that way in that case, then a virgin would have to conceive and bring forth a son. And God would have to call his name Emmanuel. You understand? But it's by interpretation. The Creator with us. And the body that he had. You understand? And it was. Yeah.
Now,
you
understand now, you're
buying
the truth?
That's why I did that. Now, this is the law that was here, and this is, I mean, when Moses was writing, you can't learn, you can hear the possibility, you see. And that way, that's matter. And it comes first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, so forth, and so on, and it's taking all shape and form. See, in vegetation, you understand? Flowers, you understand? Every time you come upon that operation, it goes through that veil. Now y'all show it now, see. Everything, now you're coming down from your hand back here. And every time you come through that veil, you understand? Each one of these days that Moses is seeing this vision up here on the mountain. You understand? And he just writing down, telling you what he saw in the vision. Now in the beginning of the vision, you understand? See, earth was surrounded by water. You understand? Now what? Is that true? He got to see him out up there in the 24th chapter of Exodus 9 and 10 before he sees the creator. And he writes down what he said. He said, the cloud covered the mountain 6 days. And Moses was 6 days seeing that vision. Back over. He sees in that vision. He sees God create the heaven and the earth. And they understand. He sees it without shape and form. He sees it surrounded by water. He sees God divide the light from the darkness. And you understand? Now listen. Don't you see the veil dividing between here? Don't you see that? Then God divides the light to the darkness. God divides the water above the water beneath. You understand? Now, let's see what your boy is doing over there. Jim, what are they right now? You can't tell me nothing. Because you don't know nothing to tell me.
Why God divides the light to the darkness? Why God divides the water to the above the beneath?
You understand? You understand?
My God divides the form of the biological kingdom from the ontological kingdom. See, every time you come upon that veil, that you understand? Then you go underneath the veil, showing birds flying through the wind. Well, now you've got angels on this veil here. Another place you've got the stars. You understand? I'm just bringing out everything, God, everything, everything, everything.
Thank you.
understand? Because that's what you have to hang on with you are.
Alright.
You see what I mean? Going by that path. Now if you don't go by it, I see you made a mess of it. You understand?
Right.
Now here's some scientific smart Eric. See, he's studying science. Well, Jimmy, let this be your turn. This be your turn. First thing, 6:20. Somebody up here, Danny, one more. Scientific smart, Eric. You see? We're trying to tell somebody how smart they are. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You know, you ever hear anything about Lovelace? Yes, Lovelace was an astronomer. Mathematician. He wrote a great big book. Then took it to the king. And asked the king to give him the comments. The king took the book and read it. All the way through the bunch of comments. He said, I didn't see where you said anything at all about God. In the book, then read it. Well, they said, well, I didn't say, I'm not doing this. God ain't doing this. I'm not doing this.
That's
all I can think of. That's right. Understand? I can't question it, but it's all you're doing is creating this new. You see what I mean? Now that's a Lovelace theory of God. Mind. Well, alright.
Yeah.
You see, we go along with that. And so what's the difference between our faith and our faith now? They're false. Plastic. Theory. Mm-hmm. Of evolution. Of the creation. Now, call them plastic. Those words mean this. Then some molded them in shape and then form, plastered them together. You understand? Then that's our faith. You understand? It'd be hard to find that in the book. You understand? Jimmy, come on down to another one. That's what we call the Mars, see? And that's the planetesimal system of cosmogony. I won't let you know I studied. I won't let you know I know what everybody else knows. Now the planetesimal means this, that the sun is produced by something. First it was in its gaseous state.
Yeah.
You see, right. And its friction operated in, among the friction, you see, operated among the atomic elements of matter. You understand, which is particles of dust. You understand that they invade the atmospheric realm. You understand? And they continue to operate. You understand what I mean? Bones of those mattresses, and they're sending them together. You understand the structure? They put them in the museums all around over the country. You can go in there and see them. They're great big ones. And now what happened to them? See? What's that? Well, now, wait a minute. I said, now, this is prehistoric. I mean, ain't nobody wrote on this. You understand? And what we're doing now, that's pre, before history began to be written.
Yeah.
Pre or before historic. We're science. We're researching. See what happened then? Well, I came to join the glacial period of the Earth. You understand? You see, there's a big step. See, the snow, ice, water melted off of the mountains. Glacial period, you understand? Steel off. You understand?
and cut it up and inundate it or cut it in dinosaurs. You understand what I mean? And their bones, they're petrified in the place. That's way back down in the Carboniferous and the ocean. You understand? You understand? Yeah. The previous story. You see, he said, now that's why I read the study of science. You see, that's how that is going on behind this class. You understand what I'm talking about? And we're presenting to you nothing but facts. You understand? And that though God didn't create the dinosaurs. And that though this thing was prehistoric and Moses, he's writing a creed, the history of the creation of heaven and earth. And he's telling you on the fifth day those creeping things, the dinosaurs and all the rest of it. He's writing the history of the creation itself. Get matter and the creation. And Moses is writing that. Now how can you get anybody back to that? Writing the history of it himself. Can't be nothing prehistoric. It's not wrote up. But this is coming from God. And Moses just writing down what he sees in the vision. Okay. See, now that's back here. You better go again. Get on that door. Get that charm. I'm trying to play Jesus now. And I'm done. This is hard. Y'all say it's beyond. You understand? You see? Now then, that's the end of the news. And the post in the news. You see what I mean? No, you just might as well take care of it. See, you ain't going to know what to learn about it, right? See? Now then, Moses is writing the history. Now, say, in these days back right here, Moses said, there were giants. Is that right? Man made in the likeness and image of God. And God is great. You see? And this is that great heavenly anthropomorphic being, man. You understand that occupies the eternity. You understand a man being made in his likeness and in his image. You understand? He was a great big man. Yeah,
there's no little rock back
here.
You see that
rock there? And so also were the animals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See that? The dinosaur. See that? Man, great big man. Like a great boy. A great big man. Everything is made from the man. You see what I'm talking about? Now, as man's comprehension and understanding, it is God until time for it to be revealed. And then when it's revealed, that mystery is which is hidden, God is revealed. You understand? And as they begin to see visions and revelations, you understand? Then that man, you see, he begins to diminish.
Yeah.
He begins to diminish. That's a great big physical person. You understand? And that is intelligent.